We're going to start this discussion of the Meshech Chachma on Chav Gimel, Vayikra Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Aleph, and then we're going to go pretty much Kisei there. You know, from Chav Aleph, we'll go to Chav Beis, and then to Chav Dalid. Those are three pieces in the Meshech Chachma that are contiguous, one after the other. And each one of them is really great. So we'll start with Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And the Torah says, Ukrosem bi'etzem hayom hazeh mikra kodesh yelachem komolechas avodah lo sasu chukas olam b'chomo shvoseichem l'doroseichem. So this is a piece about Chag HaShavuos, and we want to emphasize, number one, Chukas Olam, and number two, Bechol Moshvos Seichem, those two phrases. The first phrase emphasizes the concept of Chok, which are mitzvos that are not rationally comprehensible. And the second phrase emphasizes the universal application or extension of this mitzvah. What we want to begin with, if you have the Meshech Chachma, and Bli Nether, as we get a little bit more sophisticated technologically, we'll be able to send it to you in an email as an attachment, is a paragraph that begins with the word Da. In my edition, which is Rav Kuperman's edition, it's the second paragraph in this presentation. He writes, in the religion of our people, there are two categories of mitzvos, and each category has a separate agenda or purpose. The first, he calls mitzvos hamakashrin Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Those are mitzvos that give us a direct connection to God, and just without even thinking, we have tefillah in mind. Prayer would be a great example of that kind of mitzvah. And then he says there's another category, and yesh mitzvos hamakashrim Yisrael zelazeh. The purpose of the mitzvah is to connect one Jew with another. So for the first category, he gives the following examples. Kagon tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, hein mitzvos hamakashrin Yisrael Hashem Yisparach. So clearly these mitzvos are not between man and his fellow man, but rather between man and God. And the second category, he says, gemilus chasodim, trumos umasros, hey, makashrim zelazeh. In the case of chesed, any benevolence that you bestow upon someone is certainly something that connects one Jew to the other. In the case of Trumas HaMasos, it's a gift, and that connects the Yisrael with the Kohen, with the Levi. V'nimshal zeh, but I would come up with a parallel. And I would contrast Shabbos to Yontif. Now, you and I would probably never think of this idea. It's a very original idea that we would take Shabbos and contrast it with Yontif in terms of these two categories, Mitzvah Samakashim Yisrael Avim Sheva Shamayim, Mitzvah Samakashim Yisrael Zelazeh. I could just speak on my own behalf. I wouldn't have a clue how to categorize Shabbos and Yontif in that. I mean, to me, the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is that we're allowed to cook on Yontif. You know, that's nice, but I don't know what that has to do with anything here. So let's see how Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk is able to weave this into his structure. He says, B'Shabbos, hello, doesn't it say, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo? Which means that man is sort of anchored down to a place, to a location. He's almost incarcerated. He doesn't go out. Hotzah Asura. Now, Hotzah Asura takes us a step further because we're talking about actually carrying outside. But for example, if I wanted to visit you on Shabbos, and outside my house is a Rishus HaRabin, there's no way I could bring you a gift on Shabbos, because I'd be passing through Rishus HaRabim on the way to your Rishus HaYochid. That I can't do. Sal Yetze Ish Mimkomo. It's more of a private experience, Shabbos. Umelechas Ochel Nefesh Asura. If I want to invite guests and cook for them on Shabbos, or guests arrive, I can't do so. And then again, it indicates the privacy of Shabbos. V'im kein, kol ish v'ish b'fnei atzmohu. Levado hu yoshe v'yosek b'torah. Other than going to shul on Shabbos and eating a suda at home with one's family, the rest of the day should be dedicated to Torah study. And it's, in a sense, an alone experience. So what's the purpose? And how would you classify Shabbos? Hey, mekusharim el Hashem yisbar. Shabbos is a day to intensify our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hamerkaz Hamiti, God is the center. He's like the hub of a wheel. Asher kol Yisrael hema kavim nifradim. And if you have this mashal of the hub of a wheel, then each one of the members of Klal Yisrael is a branch that extends from that hub, but yet they're all connected to the Merkaz, to the hub itself, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam. U'magiyim le'merkaz echad v'hu Hashem Yisbarach. U'lesiba zeh hei mekusharim yachdav. So how does Shabbos help us to create that feeling of community? It's not a direct approach, but rather an indirect one. Because since we're all on Shabbos connecting to the Merkaz, which is to Hashem Yisbarach Shemo, therefore we are connected. We're all connected as a community, but only indirectly, only as a result of the fact that we all connect to one central hub. Ukvo sha'amru b'medrash rabba, b'nei Yaakov sha'ovdim lekel echad nikroim nefesh. All of Klal Yisrael are described as one single nefesh. And why? Because ovdim kel echad. When we worship one God, we are all connected together. And that's why when Yaakov Avinu wanted to make sure at the end of his life that all of his sons were together, he asked them if they were all committed to Hashem Echad. And that in the Lashon of the Torah is called Nefesh. Chazal contrasts these to the children of Esav, who are called Nefashos. Nefashos means each one unto himself. We, the people of Klal Yisrael, are called Nefesh. And the Medrash compares us to an organism with many different Eivarim, but all the Eivarim are connected one to the other. So that although every Jew is an individual, but yet he's also part of a greater Nefesh, a whole, which is the result of the united people that are serving one God. And the Torah says, Vayu called Nefesh Yotze Yaakov. Nefesh Yotze Yaakov. In the case of Esav, by contrast, the children of Esav will worship different gods, different idols, and they're separate. There's nothing to connect them. They don't have that hub, that central one God that they are all worshiping. But in the case of Yaakov, all the Bnei Yaakov are Ovdim Le'eloka Echad, and that makes them into one Nefesh. So that the service to God, in the case of Shabbos, which is a very personal experience, very individual experience and private, is going to ultimately connect us to Hashem, and as a result, connect us all together as one community. So the Kesher, Zelazeh of Yisrael, is an indirect result of Shabbos. Aval Yontif. Yontif belongs to a different category. And that is a mitzvah that's Mekasher Yisraelim Zelazeh. That's a direct result. Because Yontif is a day of Melechas Olchel Nefesh. And if he'll receive, says Rabbi Simcha, 1,000 guests, he'll be able to bake bread for all of them, challahs, whatever he wants to give them. And not only that, the Gemara tells us that if he bakes on Yontif for Chol, then according to one opinion, Rabbah's opinion, that's not a violation because Chol v'chazi l'archiv, because maybe the guests will show up. He doesn't know, he doesn't anticipate guests, but they may come. Not only that, what's the essence of Yontif? Kulam chayovim lalos l'regel. They all go together for the regel. And the Mishnayos described the beautiful communal feeling when they climbed up the roads and the mountains to lead to Yerushalayim. V'lismoach u'lismeach. There's a double mitzvah on Yontif. One is to be besimcha. That might be a private mitzvah. And then there's a mitzvah of lismeach, to make others happy. Lachain, and therefore, hutra, hotza, ve'avara, the two malachos that are prohibited on Shabbos, carrying and lighting fires, are permissible on Yontif. Shem lokein, lo yu mekusharim umugadim zel azeh ke'echad. If not for the fact that they can mingle together, they can bring gifts, food, they can cook for each other, carry, and they go out of their own four cubits, it would not be a mitzvah that we could that could achieve its purpose, its agenda, its goal, to be mekusharim umugadim zelazeh. So Yontif, from that perspective, fits into the perspective of the category that includes gemilas chasadim and shumas maisras, and we're talking about getting the people together. Where Shabbos, on the other hand, he says, is a private experience. Al Yetzei Shmim Kovav Yom HaShabbos, there's no heter hotzah, there's no heter of cooking and inviting people and cooking for them. It's a private experience, but the connection to Klal Yisrael is an indirect result. Yontif, it's direct. And now, Rabbi Simcha turns to Chag HaPesach. And he says the following. The word Pesach, which defines this holiday, means Shahaya Poseach HaMokom Al Batei Bnei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. It means that there's no nation of Israel that's connected to each other. Every individual is unto himself. Every individual has to protect himself. So he goes into, and pardon the phrase, isolation. Shtahalo Oz, at the time that God passes over the doorposts of the Bnei Yisrael, Adaylo Hoysa Umanik Sheris. They didn't have that connection of one people. They haven't emerged yet as a nation. Kiyoyu Bodidim Ishbi Alo. And each person was separate, living in isolation in his own tent. Vial Yetze Ishmi Pesach Beso Ad Boker. And on that night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, every Jew was enjoined from leaving the entranceway and exiting from his own home. Rakshakulu hayu muskamim b'dea achas. They all wanted to serve Hashem And Lachena Pesach Sheba Bahorah Zu, they were preparing the Karban Pesach. Uksiv Be Eino Nechal El Nuyav, you know, it's exclusive. You know, I can't invite guests to eat me to eat the Karban Pesach with me. It's one group, one partnership. And everybody has to be manui and has to join that partnership on Erev Pesach. In that sense, says the Meshech Chachma, Pesach really belongs as an exception to the three regalim to Shabbos. Why? Because who kamo Shabbos? Mi shetarach b'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. Every individual and every small group as a private group has to prepare for Shabbos, and so too in Pesach. Every manui, every small unit of individual Jews has to prepare for the Korban Pesach. But ha'uma eina mekusheres elazeh rak bi'ofen rachok. The only connection between one Jew and another in Pesach is b'derech rachok, because we're all dedicated to serve one God. And therefore, Pesach is like Yontif. Pesach, excuse me, is like Shabbos. Lachem ksiv, usfartem lachem imachras haShabbos. Ze Pesach. Shehu ba'oraso kamo Shabbos. Rabbi Simcha, without even asking, is addressing the famous question. You know that there was a tremendous controversy between the Tzdukim and the Prushim, how to interpret Mimachras HaShabbos. And we have accepted that the word Shabbos means Pesach, Mimachras HaPesach. So Rabbi Simcha wants to know, why is Shabbos the word used by the Torah to refer to Pesach? And the answer is, because the Torah wants to tell you that Pesach is Mibchina Shabbos. It's like Shabbos. It's a very private, individual experience which connects us directly to HaKadosh Baruch and only indirectly to the rest of Klal Yisrael. However, says Rav Meir Simcha, what's the ultimate goal of Pesach? Mimochas HaPesach, we start counting the Sfira. And the Torah tells us we continue counting Ad Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviis until the day after the seventh Shabbos. And that day is Atzeres. That day is Chag HaShavuot. She'oz, when we traverse this 7-week period, Tiyu Mikusharim Zelazeh Bizgalus, then we have a direct connection one to the other. We start with Pesach, and that's the Bechina of Shabbos. We experience that connection only indirectly because the purpose of Pesach and that experience is a very private experience, but we connect to God, and then, as a result, to our people. Not so when we get to Shavuos. During this period of 7 weeks, when we climb the ladder and we ascend from Pesach all the way to Mimachras HaShabbos, all the way to Shavuos, and we get to Chag HaShavuos, we are all connected in a very direct way, because Shavuos is our prototype of a Chag, of a holiday. And it's a holiday in the sense that we're all together and we are one, Mekusharim Zelazeh. Says Rav Meir Simcha, now I can understand something that is very perplexing. If you take a look at the very next pasuk, we were looking at pasuk Chaf Aleph in Perek Chaf Gimel, and the next pasuk Chaf Beis says, "Ubekutzuchem es ktsira artzuchem lo sechala pi asodcha," and here we have the mitzvah of leket, la'oni v'lager tazov osa. Two psukim in the same unit, in the same parsha. One pasuk tells us, ukrasim v'yetzim ayom hazeh mikra kodesh. that this is the day of Shavuos, of Mikra Kodesh, and the next pasuk says that we have a mitzvah of leket. What's the connection? Lo sechala pe'as sodcha lo'ani v'lager tazov. The Torah is telling us that this holiday of Shavuos represents that connection one to the other, where we care about the other one. La'ani v'lager tazov. It's not coincidental that the Torah places the mitzvah of la'ani v'lager tazov, some immediately after Chag HaShavuos, at the end of the 7-week period that we counted, because Chag HaShavuos is the epitome of this entire process, the pinnacle, the apex. It's when we become mikusharim zebazeh, and we care one for the other. Amnon b'chol ha'umos his kashrusam zelazehu nimusi ve'inyon le'umi. He says, amongst the nations of the world, their connection one to the other is a matter of ethics. They have an ethical common background. They speak the same language. They're part of one nationality. They live in one country. They have certain customs, mores, perhaps philosophies. Lo kein chelek Yaakov. But that's not the connection of one Jew to the other. It's not because we share a language or a location or a country or a nationality. Ha'iskashrus ala'umi, our national connection, is so powerful. Because what connects us is the fact that we're worshipping together one God. And not only that, says Rav Meir Simcha, HaTorah nesuna le'uma, the Torah itself is given to this people. And who is going to interpret the Torah for us? Who is going to be the one to link and unite all the Jews together? That's going to be the Chachmei Yisrael, Gedolea. They're going to teach us the Derech Elokim. They're going to be the light and the guide and the interpreters of the Torah. Vashkachaso, and as a result, God will have special provenance over the Jewish people. And how far and how powerful, how extensive is the authority of the Chachmei Yisrael? And he quotes a Medrash Rabbah, Nered ani v'atem lebezdin shalmata. God turns to the heavenly celestial angels and he says to them, let's go down to over here, what's going on in the Bezdin of Klal Yisrael. V'neida, and we'll find out, Emas Rosh Hashanah. When is the Day of Judgment? When is Yom HaKippurim? And the Pasuk says, V'atem, and Chazal and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah derive, Afilu Shogigim, and Lotosu Yamin Usmol, Chachmei Yisrael will determine when is Rosh Chodesh, when is Rosh Hashanah, and therefore when is Yom Kippur. And we cannot deviate neither to the right nor to the left. And therefore, Pirshu Haim, Rabbi Simcha, excuse me, makes reference to a very famous medrash that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, Emes came in front of the Ribon Hashem and said, no, it's not worth creating man, because man is full of sheker. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Chazal, takes Emes and he throws him down into the ground. And why is that? Hashleich Emes Arzo. Because there's a different kind of Emes. It's not the absolute truth of Midas Emes. It's the Oras Bezdin. That's considered MS. A whole new definition of MS. Even if the Bezdin was Shogigin, even if they were Mutim, they determine when is Rosh Chodesh. Vehine Matsonu, the Emasai Hischila HaTorah Lisnaig Al Pichachmei HaUma. When was that day in history when the Torah defined and authorized the Chachmei HaUma to establish the law? When was Torah Shebal Peh created? When did it emerge as an enterprise, as an entity? Mishishi b'Sivan, on the sixth day of Sivan. Shemoshe, I don't know, I think it's in the other room. Shemoshe, Moshe, Chidesh Yom Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his original calculation, was going to give the Torah on the 5th of Sivan, but Moshe on his own had a drasha of Yom Kimachar, Shia Leila Imo, and therefore he added another day, and the Torah was postponed for another day.
Can you just go over that last minute or so, you froze.
What I meant to say was that the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh and the authority of Chazal to interpret the Torah is on the 6th of Sivan, on the very day that Moshe, based on his calculations, his wonders, he came up with an extra day, and that postponed the Matan Torah for an extra day. And he says the following. He says that the authority of Chazal cannot be questioned. The significance of the Mesorah, Lo Sosur, if someone tries to undermine the authority of the Bez Nagodol, then he's a Zakin Mamre, he's Chayev Misa. And all this emerged on that sixth day of Sivan, on Chag HaShavuos, when the Torah was given. Lachain im ha'uma mekusheres ba'ofen hanifla zeh. This is an amazing way in which the people of Israel are connected to each other, when they all accept the authority of Chazal to interpret the Torah through Torah Shebaal Peh, and they accept the Torah as it's interpreted by the Chachmei Yisrael. That's a great day of Simcha. That's the day in which the Gemara says, HaKol Modu Matzeres to be eaten Lachem. Lachem is actually, the paradigmic Lachem is actually on Yom Matan Torah, Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. And everyone asks, why is Yom Shenitna Bo Torah the day of Lachem? And the answer is because Lachem means that this is the day in which we connect to each other, and we enjoy the Simcha of Yontif, and we celebrate the fact that we are committed to accept the Torah and to fulfill the Torah the way it is interpreted by the Chachmei Yisrael. And this is what defines our nation as a separate people. And this is why the Torah takes us from Mimachras HaShavuos, Pesach representing the Shavuos, all the way up to and culminating with Atzeres. Now I'd like to take a look at the Meshech Chochma and Pasuk Chaf Beis. And let's try to understand this Pasuk. Ubekutzrachem, let's read it inside. Ubekutzrachem es k'tzir artzachem v'leket k'tzir chalo salakeit la'ani la'ger tazovosam ani Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk opens up with the mitzvah of matnas aniyim, in this case leket, and ends with ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. A very strange connection between the reish of the pasuk and the seif of the pasuk. And I'd like to begin in what, in my edition, is the second paragraph that starts with the words O Yitochen. Ki teidun ki matan Torah batzeres lo hoya rak al hachukim. The Torah is going out of its way in the parasha of Atzeres, of Shavuos, to tell us that we shouldn't be mistaken and think, well, the Torah was given as a matter of chukim, of statutes, of ritual law. Ki imal animusim amuskolim. The Torah was given and includes even what we would say are the rational mitzvos, the mitzvos that we think we understand, kamo chanina, Li'ani v'lager. Included in the giving of the Torah is La'ani v'lager tazovosam. This is an essential, enlightening addition to Chag HaShavuos, that we have to understand the nature of Chag HaShavuos, the celebration of Kabbalah Satorah. It doesn't just exhaust itself in chukim, and the rest we'll figure out on our own, because those are mitzvos sichlios. No. The mitzvos sichlios, so-called rational mitzvos, have to be included essentially, inherently, in Kabbalah Satorah. Hence, the Torah adds lager, la'oni, tazovosam, right here in the parash of Chag Hatzeres. Ki belo amuna b'Hashem, if we don't have faith in God, ol shekol adam lios kiparitz chayos lo yachmov lo yisa pnei aviv. Without emuna, without a faith, man is capable of becoming like a paritz chayos, like a wild beast who doesn't have compassion. Lachem, and therefore, David says in Tillim, Yoducha malchei eretz, ki shamru imrei picha, ze kiburav. The nations of the world will admit, Yoducha means lashon hodah, to confess, that what was being heard here was imrei picha, the word of God. And Chazal define that as kibud av. Here Rabbi Simcha is only alluding to a long presentation in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, "May dechsiv yoducha," and then it says, "Imre picha." It should have said, "Mamar picha lo nevar ella imre picha." Imre is in the plural, and there was a confession here about the plural of Aseres Adibros. B'shoshom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anochi V'lo Yeh, the first two. Amru Umos Olam, who is this God? L'chvod Atzmo Hu Doresh? Is he creating a religion that's totally focused on himself, with a capital H? He is the center, and all the laws and the statutes that he's giving is that we should give his glory? V'kevon Sha'omar Kabir Esavicha V'esimecha. But once God declared, honor your father and your mother, Chazru v'hodu l'mamaras harishonos, then the Umos HaOlam confessed that all the Aseres HaDibros were given by a great benevolent God. And therefore the Kibud Av Ha'em, the Bein Adam L'Chavero, the Mitzvos HaMuskalos, that reflect on interpersonal relations, this is all essential to Kabbalah Satorah. And for the moral laws, we need emuna, faith, mitzvah mipiv, and it's got to come through the mandate of God, no less than the ritual laws. Ki belo emuna, without belief in God, then as Shlomo Melch says in Mishlei, dar aviv yakal, it's possible that a human being could come to the level where he starts cursing out his own parents. Lachen Omar, therefore the Torah emphasizes, Ki v'chag ha-tzeres tachogu al matan Torah, on this day that we celebrate the giving of the Torah, lo al achukim levad, we're not limited to celebrate the receiving of the statutes, ki im gam al ha-musogim v'haskil, even on those laws that can be comprehended logically, lachen, therefore the Torah adds, u'bekutzuchem es k'tzir artzuchem, when you cut your harvest, leave for the Oni and the Ger. Gamkein mitzada Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's all included in Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And if I could add my own comment here, based on what I used to hear over and over again from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, he used to point out that without the Tzivui Hashem, even in the moral areas, we would be totally lost as far as making decisions. We need divine guidance and mandate, even in the area that we call muskalos. And he used to give many examples. He used to talk about mercy killing, euthanasia. He used to talk about abortion, and many, many different situations, which I don't even know if the Rav were alive today, he would probably add to the list. Different ethical decisions, so-called, that the people are making without divine guidance. And it could lead to the most horrible corruption and aberration of the law. And therefore, there's a beautiful medrash on the pasuk that says, lo sechale pi'as sodcha. The Medrash here of Vayikra Rabbah, Esek kola b'chol agoyim, quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah that prophesizes the destruction, miloshen kola, kiloyon, is destruction of all the nations. Ki kol agoyim shemechalim sedoseyem, esek kola b'hem. Just like as they completely harvest and cut down their entire field, leaving nothing for the poor, I will cut them down too. The same word kola. But eshe eno mechala sodcha. But the Jewish people, they don't cut down their entire field. They leave part of it as peah for the ani lo eshe kola. God commits himself that he will never destroy that people. And ubechodesh hashvi. And now we know the closeness, the proximity in the Torah between Lo Sechala Pasodcha and the next parasha, which is the parasha of Rosh Hashanah, immediately follows. Pasuk Chavdal in B'chodesh Hashvi, which is a reference, of course, to Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. D'chsiv, Hu Yishpo Tevel B'tzedek, he will judge us on the day of judgment of Rosh Hashanah, B'tzedek, because of tzedek, because of goodness and righteousness and benevolence. But Yadin li'umim b'meisharim, he's going to judge the nations of the world b'meisharim with a straightness. You know, there's no flexibility. And he quotes the Chazal that says, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu donas ha'odom ela b'asher u'sham." And now he wants to answer a very, very interesting question. Hine b'yamos hagshamim. What are the people of the world doing when they can't plant and harvest their field? It's the rainy winter season. He says, take a look at the difference between the Jews and the other nations. Ha-Yisraeli Yoshevi Osek V'Direi Torah Mitzvahs. If he can't work in his field, in an agricultural society, he dedicates himself to Torah and Mitzvahs. Fagoy Osek B'Tayvas Ha'olam. He goes to the pubs and to the bars, U'B'Dvar Masurim, gets involved in all sorts of immoral relationships and so forth. B'Yimos HaChama, no one has time for anything else but Yetzei Adam Lepalo. He's out there, whether he's Jewish or non-Jewish, out there in the fields. It's the warm climate, it's time for harvest. Shnei Mutradim Avodas Adama. B'katzir, b'batzir, b'asiv. Both the Jews and non-Jews are preoccupied with the work out in the fields. V'nimtza shneim boim lebalag mul b'Rosh Hashanah. At the end of the season of harvest, immediately after the summer, comes the month of Tishrei of Rosh Hashanah, and God is now judging them. Zebelo mitzvah, v'zebelo averos. The Jews have no time for mitzvahs. They're so preoccupied during these summer months, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, in the harvesting their fields. They have very few mitzvahs in their hands. V'zeh, and the goyim don't have averus. You know, there's no time for them to play around. So Reb Meir Simcha asks the obvious question on this statement in Chazal. Halo ayoroi l'kvoa yom adin v'pesach. Would it make more sense that the Day of Judgment should have been earlier in the season, in Pesach, when that culminates the winter, which is described as the time in which Klal Yisrael are dedicated to Torah mitzvahs? Oz hoy Yisraeli mole b'mitzvahs, hanochri mole b'averos. This would be a great time to judge the people of Israel. Instead of waiting until Rosh Hashanah, going through an entire period of month after month of very few bare mitzvahs, give us a day of judgment, Pesach time, at the end of the winter. It would be good in two ways. Number one, he would judge the people of Israel favorably, their mole Torah mitzvahs. He would judge the nations of the world who want to destroy us in a negative way because all they have is the taivos and the averos. V'zeh pele l'chora. For an Indian, but I have an answer, says Rav Meir Simcha. And he quotes a chazal in Baba Basra about a certain individual who lived at the time of the Amoraim. His name was Binyamin HaTzadik. And his job was to give out staka. He was the Gabbai Tztok, Memun al Kupa Shal Tztoka. Pamachas Po Isha Lefanov Bishnas HaBetzores. It was a famine year, and a woman says, Amrlo Rebbe Parnaseni, I need financial assistance. Amrlo Havoda, Havoda is a Lashon Shvua, Ein Bekupa Shal Tztoka Klum. The communal funds have been depleted. Amrlo, Rebbe, im einat omefar deseni, if you don't support me, hare isha v'shiva banei mason, I and my seven children will perish. Amad v'parnaso mishalo. Binyamin HaTzadik digs into his own pocket to pay, to give her the money. L'yamim chola v'notolamos. This Binyamin became deathly ill. Amru malachi asharis lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam. Ata amarta kol hamakayim nefesh achas miYisrael ki'ilu kiyem olam mole. Ubinyamin HaTzadik hichya isha v'shiva banea yamim yamus bishanim muatus halolu, will die at a young age. Miad karulog zardino vosifalo esrim v'shtayim shonal shnosov. Says Rav Meir Simcha, Matzus Chus, they found a merit. And up in Shemayim, they decided to completely null and void the Gzar Din. Hichya Isha Banea, he saved a woman and her seven children. And yet, he was certainly a person who was Molei Mitzvos Umaisim Tovim. He was called Binyamin HaTzadik. Why is it that he would die at a young age? And he was only spared because he sustained a woman and her seven children and prevented them from being perishing. Chak lichyos eino magilo. With all the respect, his great mitzvahs, his great maisim tovim, but he was given X amount of years, and now is the time for him to leave this world. And those mitzvahs could not be mosif lo'al chayah. But now, what could save him? The principle called Mida Keneged Mida, which, if you remember, we discussed at great length last week. His mitzvos, his maisim tovim, could not save him and give him years of life. Why was he spared? Because Binyamin HaTzadik gave life to a woman and seven children, and therefore Mida Keneged Mida, he was given life. There are three different judgments during the course of a year for a person's sustenance. This is what's going to sustain him, his tfua, his peros. Amnam, however, there's only one day in the year, which is a day of judgment for his very for life itself. Chayav nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah. V'hine, tzorech lios mida b'mida. Does he have a chance? And how can he successfully on Rosh Hashanah spare himself from premature death? What he needs is for the din of Rosh Hashanah on Chayav, mida keneged mida, he has to come on Rosh Hashanah after he was dedicated the entire summer, Zora v'Chorash, v'Odar v'Nikesh v'Kotzar, v'Nosei Meshech HaZora. He worked so hard, Bol Liktzar, and now he's ready to reap the products of his great labor, and with his sickle to harvest his crops. And the Torah says, Lo Sechala Piasodcha, don't take it all for yourself. Shachach, you forgot something that was harvested, lo toshuv lekachto. Nafal me'achorei ha-kotzer, something that was behind him, lo salakit. Don't go back and take it. And leave it for the oni, for the ger. Ein zeh matana kitrumos u'maisros. In the case of trumos u'maisros, they tell him, b'tovas hano. You, the owner of the field, have the right to decide which kohen and which Levi will receive your Trumas and Maestros. That's called Tovas Anah. Viodela minitan. He knows to whom he's giving. That's not the case. In lo sechala pa'asodcha, lo soshiv lekachto. In matnas anim rak aziva ksibu. The Torah says, lo anim ge'er tazov osam. Just leave them behind. Misha bolito notel. You cannot choose. Anyone could come in and an ani will take it. Bein shu roi v'hogun b'enov. If he would have been the person that you would have given the gifts to, olo, or you wouldn't have chosen him. Imkenu li'acha kol yigiyosav ha'molo. After all his work, all his toil in creating this harvest, nosan chayim le'mishalo rotza v'lo yoda im uroyu lo yoda. He gives life, even if someone is an ani that you were not inclined to think he was the one suitable and roy to get this gift. And therefore, lo yishkelu im hu roy lios b'chayim. On this day of Rosh Hashanah, when man is brought in front of the heavenly tribunal, is it worth it to save him, to spare him? This is the time for him to end his life. And the answer is, he was a person who fulfilled this great mitzvah of aziva, of leaving it for any ani who comes, whether the ani is roy or not roy. Give the ani life, sustain him. And then it would not be midah keneged midah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take this person's life on Rosh Hashanah. Lachain, therefore, this person who's being judged on Rosh Hashanah, who has fulfilled the mitzvah of aziva, is bein roy lo, bein eino roy. Whether he deserves life or doesn't deserve life, yosifu lo chayim, God will grant him life. Life that perhaps he doesn't deserve. And the answer is, because he fulfilled the mitzvah of lo sechala pias, sod chalager, lo ani, etc., tazov osam. If he didn't make a difference, he gave life and sustained any oni that comes along, whether he's roy or ain't a roy, so too God, Mida Keneged Mida, will give him life and sustain him for the year to come, whether he's roy, he deserves it or not. And that's how we come as the Jewish nation in front of God on this day of judgment. Lo chein anochri, not so in the nations of the world. Asher who mole v'godesh b'asom av Yaakov Yifrotzu. Rav Meir Simcha describes in very poetic language the bounty that he has achieved, this non-Jew. Im yavo oni v'yishal ma'at, a nevach, a poor person knocks and he asks for something, yachlimu, he'll tell him, yoshivu reikam, go get a job, don't bother me. Is ech yakutsu lo chayav, why does Hashem give this person, why should he be deserving of life? Vizel Sha'omar, and therefore the pasuk says, "V'yishpo tevel b'tzedek, b'schus ha'tzedek." God will judge favorably for those who are involved in tzedek and lo sechala pa'asodcha, but yadin li'umim b'meisharim. God judges the nations b'meisharim straight. They don't give life. They don't deserve life. But li Yisrael, in contrast to the Jewish people, Yosef Chaim, lo sechala li oni lager osa ben roy ben eno roy. And therefore, bechodesh hashvi, the very next pasuk, zichron trua, we will blow the shofar, we will establish Rosh Hashanah as the day of judgment, and dafka bechodesh hashvi, the month after which we've achieved all this wealth, but we made sure to give life and to sustain the ani and the ger. We now come on Rosh Hashanah, blow the shofar with confidence that mida keneged mida, Hashem will have mercy on us and grant us another year of life. And therefore we go back to our pasuk, ubekutzachem, ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God. And the Torah includes on this day of Shavuos not just chukim, but also the mitzvos of muskolos, of bein adam lechavero, of kabedes avicha, and of lo sechala piasodchan. And the very next pasuk is Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin. And finally, Pasuk Chav Dalet. The Torah says, Yielachem Shabbason Zichron Trua. Zichron Trua means not a day of blowing the shofar, but dafka a day that we don't blow the shofar. And why don't we blow the shofar? Because Shabbason. Because it's Shabbos. So it's Rosh Hashanah, and it's Shabbos. And we're not going to blow the shofar. We're afraid that if we blow the shofar, Chazal tell us, Gzeirah the Rabbah, that maybe one might inadvertently and unintentionally carry the shofar and violate Meleches Hotzah on Shabbos, to get the Baki to teach him how to blow the shofar. Rabbi Meir Simcha is very perplexed. He asks the following question. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Kol Shana Shein Tokim B'Tchilosa, if there's no Tkiyah shofar at the beginning of the year, is Mariam La Besofa, the end of that year is going to be very, very difficult. My Taima Delo Irbav Satan. We didn't have the shofar. He quotes Tosus in the name of the Bahag, Lav le mikla b'shabsa el dis yalid onsa. Tosus quotes in the name of the Bahag that the reason why they didn't blow the shofar is because of some sort of an onus, some sort of a very pressing situation, and they weren't able to blow the shofar. You might say that any mitzvah that God commands me, if I'm onus, if there's circumstances beyond my control, I shouldn't be punished. He will be punished if he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. If he's an onus, it's Rachmana Patre. But shofar is different. And this is all to beef up his question. It's like a health, a cure, tale that will be successful and effective. The lizichron kaasi, it means God will remember us for good on this day through the shofar. And just like there's a kapar of Yom HaKippurim, so too the zichron trua is going to be kilifnai velifnimdami. The nimtza chole, if a person is ill, venenas, and because of mitigating circumstances, lo yikach mazor refuah, he couldn't take his medicine. Ha'im yisrape? Okay, he's an onus, but onus k'man di'ovid lo amrina. The fact that someone is under coercion, a very difficult duress, that doesn't mean it's as if he did something. It's not as if as the chola took his medicine, he didn't take his medicine. And we need desperately the shofar with his zichron, that is going to bring the zichron of Knesset Yisrael in front of our Father in Heaven. That's the greatest ripui for the holy, and we need desperately this shofar, because if there's no shofar, then there's kitrug ha-satan. There's nothing to vitiate and neutralize the prosecution of the satan on high. And now we have to ask the question, so what do we do when there's an overlap of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah? And Chazal come along and tell us, don't blow the shofar. And Rabbi Meir Simcha is baffled. If the shofar is the ripui, we need the shofar so desperately, how would it be possible that the Rabbanan, because they're afraid that maybe he'll take the shofar to carry it in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbim, Dalet Amos, to ask a Baki to teach him, therefore they do away with shofar on Shabbos. Ulam b'Shabbos, the Echad HaMiyuchad, the mitzvah shofar, who? L'skoa b'shofar shal ayil? It's now Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, and the one God has given us the mitzvah to blow the shofar, it's got to be a shofar shal ayil, a hazkir z'chus ha'kedah, shofar shal ayil, hatkiyah, the purpose of the blowing of the shofar with the shofar shal ayil, a ram's horn, is machnis chus Yisrael, mashenachlu miYitzchak, the great merit that we've inherited from Yitzchak, limsar atzmam lecherpa, ulemaka, ulebiza, vor shem Hashem yisparchi nikra leim, Zeus Chus Akeda. The shofar reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol on high of our merit that we have inherited as the descendants of Yitzchak, willingly to give up our lives, to be beaten, to be humiliated. And why? Because of Hashem Yisbarach. Because your name and our name are one and the same. And that's the great tzchus of the Akedah. And we too are like Yitzchak. Okdim kol tavoseyem. We bind and we limit and we undermine all our desires, our passions, vagorseyem. And now we come on this day with Avat Hashem to ask Hashem to spare us and give us life. Vehine yodua, ki bnei Yisrael v'Hashem Yisrael chemo shnai ha'oavim ne'monim. We have to see this halacha of giving up on shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos in the light of a broader framework to understand that God and Knesset Yisrael are inextricably bound together in a love relationship, in a loyalty of Ahavim. V'kol echad choshesh al kvod re'eyu. God cares about our covenant. The Gemara tells us what's written in God's tefillin. Mi ki amcha Yisrael goy echad baretz. Hashem Yisbarach says, Nekom nikmas bnei Yisrael me'es ha-midyanim. God says, fight a battle against the Midyanim because I care about my people. They are my beloved people. And Moshe says, Laseis nikmas Hashem. Hashem says, do the Nekoma for Klal Yisrael. Because the Midyanim were responsible for the death of so many members of Klal Yisrael. And yet Moshe, when he transmits it, he says, Nikmas Hashem. And there are many such examples where Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem are one. Lachen, Achreishi Adu'alanu Godel Hato'olios Mimitzvah Shofar. Even though we have appreciated the significance, the power that's inherent in the shofar. Asherim yevutal, if we don't blow the shofar, afilu bi'ones, hasakona gedola. We realize that without the shofar, we're in grave danger. Ubechol zos amru Yisrael. The people of Israel say, what's at stake over here? The possibility exists that if we blow the shofar for our benefit to protect us, our refuah, we might come, heaven forbid, to violate the holy Shabbos. Amru Yisrael pen yevula chalila mitzvah Shabbos. Perhaps the mitzvah of Shabbos would be, so to speak, swallowed up. And what is Shabbos? Shabbos is an edus asher meid al kedusha shmo yisparach. It testifies to the holiness of God's great name. Ki chidesh ha'olam min ha'ayin ha'gomur. And yema? On this great day of Shabbos, when we testify about God's creation, ex nihilo, and it'll go down the tubes, and then we make the following statement. Yavar aleinu ma? Let whatever happens to happen, has to happen to us, happen to us. We're not going to blow the shofar. But Yiskadei Shmo Yisbarach, we know that the Shabbos will be observed, and that will bring a great glorification of the name of God. And here you have a relationship between two lovers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Bnei Yisrael and gives them the opportunity to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but we in turn reciprocate, and we say we love you, God, and we would give up on this gift of the schus of the shofar for the sake of Shabbos, because we want to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. We know that the Kiddush of Shabbos is the Kiddush of Shmo Yisbarach, of God's name. We're willing to suffer the consequences of giving up on the shofar for the sake of Kiddush Shmo, for the sake of observing the Shabbos meticulously, our dedication, out of the love that we have to God. And then, Yekatre Gassotan, we realize that we're taking great chances. This is a gamble of gambles, gambling of lives. And the Satan is going to come in and our Zichronos to, as the antidote, to neutralize the claims of the Satan through the shofar, Lo Yikones will not go in to the heavenly courts. Ach, but what we do know is, Lo Yavula L'Shabbos, the Shabbos will not be undermined, it will not be vitiated. HaMeir Al Kedusha Shmo Yisbarach. Pen, because if we blow the shofar, perhaps, Yavirenu Dalet Ames B'Shesaramim V'Yischalel Shmo Chalila. When we carry something in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, for Amos, that itself is a desecration of God's great name. Ki Yisrael ma'at ha'yachas me'ashabbos. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, even a small, limited relationship, it means the Shabbos is really universal. Shabbos represents God's creative power over the entire universe, over all of mankind. But nevertheless, we have, as Klal Yisrael, a special relationship to Shabbos. And therefore, Matana Tova, Yesh Li V'Beis Genozai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a great gift to give you. And it's been in the treasury chest, and now I'm revealing it to Klal Yisrael. Because even though Shabbos relates to and is connected to all of mankind, Lo al Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos is not fundamentally about Yitzias Mitzrayim like the Moadim. Shabbos is about creation, and it applies universally to all of mankind. But nevertheless, God gives us the Shabbos, because out of His love, He wants to give us the opportunity to sanctify His name by observing the Shabbos, Yizkadol v'Yizkadosh Shmo Rabbah. And therefore, we will do everything for the sake of observing the Shabbos. Okdim kulam. We'll do the Akedah of Yitzchak for the sake of God's holy Shabbos, Avor Kiddush Shmo, to sanctify God's name, and heaven forbid not desecrate the Shabbos. And Rabbi Simcha ends his presentation with an upbeat statement. He says, Kevon Shekein, if we're willing to give up on that great power of shofar to protect us on high, on the day of judgment, all for the sake of Kiddush Shmo, to sanctify God on Shabbos, Hare Ze Gufa, this itself, Masha Anu, Lo Tokim Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Ze Gufa, that itself is a shofar. Because what is the shofar? The shofar is the shofar Shal Ayil, the shofar Akedas Yitzchak. And this is the greatest Akedah Ruchanit Mufleget. This is where we undergo on the Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah a great Akedah. And he says, as an upbeat ending, Umoyil, and it will be effective, L'ratzo Sosanu, God will accept our Akedah, which is not the shofar of the Elosh Shel Yitzchak, but our own personal Akedah, Kimo Shemaratze Zichron Shofar. So as we end, let's just summarize the three pieces that we went through today. Number one, we spoke about the different categories of mitzvahs, those which directly connect us to God and indirectly to our people, those that directly relate to our people. Pesach is like Shabbos, and Shavuos is like Yontif, and therefore Mimachras HaShabbos, which means Mimachras HaPesach. God wants to tell us that Pesach, like Shabbos, is the direct connection to Hashem, but we will gradually culminate after 7 weeks of counting in Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaShavuos is going to represent that classic mitzvah Shemekasheres Yisrael Zeh LaZeh, and therefore it makes sense that Hashem tells us right before He presents Chag HaShavuos, right after He presents Chag HaShavuos, we give to the Ani, because that connects us, one Jew to the other. And number two, we spoke about the fact that Matan Torah is not just on Chukim, it's also on Muskolos. And we said that what is going to be our claim of Kabbalah HaTorah, what is unique about us, why do we deserve life, which is the next parasha, the next pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, is because we will follow in the footsteps of Binyamin HaTzadik. We will give the ani and the ger, and without any discretion, we're not going to check him out, if he's roy or not roy. And mida keneged mida, God will spare us. And finally, the last piece, how could it be that we give up on the shofar? We forfeit our key to success in the Yom HaDin, to blow the shofar at the beginning of the year so we'll have a great year. And we do this because Shabbos overlaps with Rosh Hashanah, and we want to guarantee that there will be no desecration of the Shabbos. And the answer is, we are doing the greatest act of Akedah out of our love to God, because we don't want, Chas v'Shalom, that the Shabbos, the holy Shabbos of Kiddush Shmo Yisbarach, should be violated, should be desecrated. Yiratzon may be His will, that the schus of our Torah, of our mitzvahs, and especially the schus of Lo Sechala Pa'asodcha, we should not be, Chas v'Shalom, put into any danger, Hashem. Give us that extra life, mida keneged mida, as we give life to others. And there will be zochem mirtz Hashem on these days in which we're facing such difficulties and such challenges, that we can be zochem mirtz Hashem on high to accept, as we get to Chag HaShavuos, the entire corpus of the mitzvos that have been adam le Makom, and the mitzvahs bein on l'chavero, to connect us together, to be one nation, ki ish echad b'lev echad. And if we accept the Torah in that way, then Hashem, just as we have compassion on